So I turned to walk away, and then I got slammed in a shoulder charge. And I honestly didn't know what happened because as I was hit with the shoulder charge, I took a blow behind the ear, which I don't know whether you know is called the sweet spot. It's a king hit. It can kill. Since this happened, I was watching what was happening in the New Zealand courts, and I actually expected what did happen, to be honest. I've seen rapists go out with a on home detention. I've seen murderers go out with ankle bracelets on. Justice in New Zealand is broken.
Well, joining me is Judith, who was the victim of the attack, punched in the face 3 times at a simple protest that was to speak up for women. Judith, really appreciate your time. I would imagine that this whole process that's gone on for over a year, it must have been incredibly both stressful and emotionally draining.
It has been very, very hard, yes.
What
Yes,
would you say
indeed.
has been the hardest part of it?
To be honest, Bob, even thinking about it sends me into, or it did send me into a tailspin. Confronting him in court yesterday seems to have put some healing in place. But previous to that, I would just spiral totally out of control if I even tried to write a statement or write what happened. And yeah, I just didn't deal with it very well at all. Loud noises setting me off or anything like that. So yeah, it's been a hard year. Has absolutely been a hard year.
I know this sounds a weird question, but I think you'll get my point. Did you go up to Albert Park looking for a scrap?
No, I went up. Actually, I was really looking forward to shouting. I've got a voice like a foghorn. You would not believe it unless you heard me at full volume. But I can be, make myself heard across a couple of paddocks. And I thought, well, if they're going to be noisy, so am I. And I'm going to, they think they can drown me out. I really thought that we were going to have a shouting match. And I was quite looking forward to that because I do like full bellow occasionally. But no, I
Okay,
wasn't looking for a scrap.
so you went up for a verbal stoush, but you weren't expecting a physical stoush.
Yeah. I don't like Shanil Lal, and seeing him sit on the podium on TV One News and saying, "Oh, we're going to be loud. She won't be able to say anything." I thought, "Ooh, ooh, you. Let me get near your ear hole, mate." But no.
What did you think was the purpose of the Posey Parker rally? I mean, the media painted it as anti-trans. I mean, maybe I should ask you that. Are you anti-trans?
No, they can do what the heck they like. If a man wants to dress up in a wig and makeup and dress, go for it. I'm not bothered. I think he's a mentally ill person who needs help. But if that's what makes him happy, then fine. What I am is dead set against giving children hormone blockers, puberty blockers, and then cross-sex hormones. That I am dead set against, and I will fight anybody with that one.
Okay, well, we're fighting that one together with you. So what did you want to hear from Posey Parker? What did you think she brought to the debate?
I don't know. That's why I went. I know she's opposed to those things, and I've but I was fairly new to all that last year. I didn't know an awful lot about it. And I wanted to hear what she had to say, and I wanted to hear more than that. I wanted to hear what other women from New Zealand had to say, because like I say, I was new to it and I didn't have the connections. I didn't have any connections with the organization who invited Posey here. I didn't have any idea of who they were, and I wanted to meet them and I wanted to know what they had to say. I wanted to be educated. And I didn't see that that was a bad thing. I thought that going there and meeting all those women, I would get educated and I would make connections.
And when did you actually? I know that your husband Peter is kindly holding the camera, so if he needs a rest, let me know. when did you realize that it was all gonna that it was all going pear-shaped?
When they pulled the barriers out and started rushing forward towards us, it was we were everybody was uncomfortable. All the women were sort of looking over their shoulders and saying, "Where are the police? Why are the police not in the gap between the, you know, why they're not in front of the metal fence? Why are they not holding the line?" All there were about half a dozen women, middle-aged women. But the police were supposed to be there at every protest we'd seen on TV. The police were in front of them, holding the line and not letting them come forward. But there were no police at Albert Park, and the protesters just picked the metal barriers up and threw them, and just walked. Some walked, some ran, but they were continuing to make a noise, and it was very suddenly very, very threatening. Very threatening indeed.
And what led up to the assault on you?
I saw a woman pulling out with the, we had the metal barrier, or I say we because it's just a
The
definition
organizers.
that doesn't mean me, but the organizers had put in a metal barrier to keep the protesters back, and then inside that was a ribbon string on the ground in on metal pegs, and we were told, "Do not go into that gap, do not step over that string." And I looked over my shoulder and there was a woman pulling the string out. She'd come through the metal barrier. She pushed her way through the metal barrier, and then she was pulling out, and she was laughing as she pulled the stakes out. And I went over to her and said, "Hey, no, stop." And I had my hands out, and then as I approached her, I hit one of the metal barriers that had been dropped on the front. My feet went out from underneath me, and I fell forward, and both my hands touched her in the stomach. But I think there was such a look of surprise on my face when my feet went out, and she actually laughed at me. And I said, "No, you're not being fair. This is our time now." And she just sort of, "Move out of the way, old woman. It's our time, not yours." And I figured, with everything else that was going on, with the sheer number of people that they'd brought to shut us down, there was no way that I was going to be able to do any good. So I turned to walk away, and then I got slammed in a shoulder charge. I took a blow behind the ear, which I don't know whether you know is called the sweet spot. It's a king hit. It can kill if it's hard enough, but it always puts you out. And I honestly could not see anything from that point on. Yeah, the whole thing went black. I was out on my feet. And from that point on, all I've got to go on is the video that I saw, because I can't remember any of it. Apart from at one stage, I saw him on the floor in front of me, and his fist was raised like he was coming at me again, and somebody stepped between us. And that's about it. That was the attack, as far as I was concerned. Smack behind the ear, seeing a hand come towards my face sometime later, but the rest of it was all black, you know, just unconscious.
So in some ways, your injuries, concussion and bruising, might have been actually a light injury to what could have happened. It could have been very, very serious, but even so, totally unacceptable, and the injuries still have been traumatic for you, haven't they?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they have. That was bad enough. Yeah. And then everything else that happened after it, it just sort of compounded it again and again and again.
So we go to the courtroom and you expect to see justice done. This is a serious assault. What did you think the outcome should have been?
I didn't expect an outcome. I've been watching the news in courts since I actually expected what did happen, to be honest. I've seen rapists go out with on home detention. I've seen murderers go out with ankle bracelets on. Justice in New Zealand is broken.
So you had very low expectations?
Incredibly low. Mm. The only thing I did ask the court was to not suppress his name so that other people, when they met him, would know that they were in a dangerous company. And they decided he wasn't dangerous, but I beg to differ.
And so what's your response to the argument from the lawyer was, well, he did some community service, he went to some counselling, he has ADHD, and he offered $1,000.
I think he offered 500, but they managed to talk him up to 1,000. the judge said, make it 1,000, but he's now 21 years old, Bob. He has suddenly been diagnosed with ADHD and autism. My grandson was 4 and he was diagnosed with Asperger's and ADHD. My granddaughter was 6 and she was diagnosed with ADHD. What were a wealthy family doing to ignore somebody with temper problems, with behavioral problems, until he got to 20 years old? I think it's, excuse my very crude language, but it was bullshit.
Well, I think on behalf of men, I apologize that a man in New Zealand can punch and I use the word very lightly, elderly woman, senior woman, a grandmother, can punch someone 3 times in the face like that. I thought our country was better than that, and I thought that our political leaders would offer a level of protection to protect women. You know, I mean, we've got an issue with family violence, haven't we? Child abuse. And yet,
yes.
From, you know, as I said in my McBlog, for justice to be done, it needs to be seen to be done. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's being done, has it? What's your message for New Zealanders watching this and thinking, you know, wow, this just seems so wrong? What's your message to them?
I'm not allowed to say. You're not allowed to say things like that on public radio.
This is a G-rated.
But if I was allowed, if I was allowed to say anything, if I was allowed to offer advice, I would tell them to gather their friends and see to it themselves. if I was allowed. I'm not allowed to say that though.
You're a grandmother, Judith. How old are your grandkids?
The youngest one is 10. And the oldest one is 21.
Wow. Okay.
21. Yeah. It's just like a 21st.
I'm talking about.
Basti.
Yeah. Okay, that's Peter in the background holding the camera. Well done, Peter. We're just about finished.
Okay, so his little arms are shaking a bit.
Yeah, I mean, if my children saw this happen to their grandmother or grandfather, they'd be ropeable. They'd be very angry. And I think, what did they say anything about what happened yesterday? Have they spoken to you, your grandkids?
No.
Too much emotion.
No, they're actually, I doubt they've actually got the news at the moment. The youngest ones will be in school and they have, we're going to wobble. The youngest ones will be in school and they have been kept out of this.
Good.
And the older ones are overseas on holiday, so they will not have, I've not phoned them. I don't think they need to know.
But you actually asked for your name suppression to be lifted, didn't you? You wanted your name to be out there.
Yeah. Well, they said they would try and keep it quiet, but once, as far as I know, only he actually is allowed to ask for name suppression. I get it. As a sort of an adjunct to the fact that they're suppressing his name. So they're suppressing the case in effect.
Yeah.
You know, it all goes under the same umbrella. Yeah. But I said, no, not now. I didn't mind it being kept quiet until actually after the verdict. But once the verdict was in, this is me. This is what you get.
Yeah. Will you appeal? Are you instructing your lawyers to appeal, or will you see if another group like the...
I'm not allowed legal representation. This case is about the New Zealand police and him.
Look, we're at the end of it, so let me wrap it up. Judith, like I said earlier on, I apologise on behalf of men in New Zealand because that was not a manly act. And I think the consequence for a unmanly act wasn't strong enough. And, you know, I apologise on behalf of our judicial system because it feels like your rights and a message being sent out that there won't be more Judiths being victims of this type of behaviour hasn't been sent, and that's always a danger. So, you know, thank you for fronting up. I know it's been a really tiring day yesterday, and you know, we wish you all the best and hope that the sleep patterns return and the memory of this particular event can fade so that you can get on with your life in your nice RV and enjoy life.
Okay, thanks, Bob. It's been a pleasure.